What's the Tea? Brought to you by B-Trans Support and Community with Pride Radio.
Proudly supported by Pride Action North.
Hey everyone, it's Rose,
Dan
and Josie
from B-Trans Support and Community, the peer support service run by trans people for trans people right here in Newcastle. And this is What's the Tea. Today we're talking about coming out stories. So how we first came out. Dan, do you want to start us off?
Mine was not the best. I could have gone about it a lot better. I sent my mum a text.
A text?
I sent her a text saying, I think I might be transgender.
Right. How did that
and
go?
She was just like, okay. I mean, I was at school, so like...
Oh, you text her while you're at school?
Yeah, on my lunch break.
That's fairly impromptu.
Yeah, and then I changed my name on Facebook, and that's how my dad found out.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I just put a post on being like, hi, everyone, I'm a boy now. And my dad was like, okay, I wish I got a text.
That's fairly smooth in terms of how most things go.
Yeah, knocked everyone out in one go.
Yeah, that's pretty smooth.
For me, it was kind of a weird one, because everyone in my family generally knew before my parents did.
Oh, yeah.
So we were on holiday, and I came out to my dad while we were, like, on a beach. I can't remember. I think it was in Norfolk somewhere. I came out to him and he suggested different things and he came up with the name Josie. But then when I went to see my mum and tell her, she was just like, we'll talk about it when we go home. And we just kind of never talked about it. So.
Well, slay, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. That's.
Yeah.
She's
gone fine.
She doesn't really understand that kind of thing anyway. So It's better than what I would have expected, to be honest.
Well, it's nice that obviously, even with the people that aren't necessarily particularly understanding, they are still supportive.
Yeah, yeah. How did you come out then?
I think originally I must have came out to my brother, who also happens to be a transgender man. We both came out to each other at approximately the same time, sort of just like, oh my God, this is like wild.
Me and my cousin did
apart.
That.
Yeah, exactly. So having that experience was pretty entertaining. I don't think I got around to telling my parents for probably about another year and a half after kind of like working on things behind the scenes in terms of like contacting gender clinics and such, just not telling my parents or anything, just dawdling on, just minding my own business, but got around to that eventually, did it over a text.
They're the same?
Easy. It's the easiest method. I can't criticize it. Yeah, that all ended up going smoothly, but just over a text, like, yeah, here's the deal.
With the accent as well.
I'm proper trans. Obviously with the accent in the text message.
Yeah.
Because it's necessary. You've got to get it across.
Typed
in with the Geordie family, you know what they're like.
Typed phonetically.
It always is, actually, genuinely.
Same.
Yes, just over a text message saying, here's the deal. Love being a woman. Love it. That's what I love. I want that. Do you know what it was that actually ended up cracking your egg?
Me? Ooh. I kept face swapping with male celebrities that I fancied, and then I was like, oh, do you know what? I quite like it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyone in particular?
Frank Iero from My Chemical Romance.
Oh,
of course.
What do you mean, of course? Yeah, no, just like things like that. And then also I would like... Like, when I was out with people, I had, like, quite short hair and I dressed quite androgynous anyway. I was never a very girly girl. And then, like, because I would hang out with a bunch of boys, like, people would be like, right then, boys, right then, lads, and I'd find it a bit too funny. And then I just kind of... And then I met, like, one of my friends was, like, a trans guy, and then I was like, hold on.
Well, I did have a similar instance in that... Throughout my entire time at secondary school, my best friend was a trans guy who was out from the age of 14, which looking back on now, to me, is absolutely crazy.
See, that was me. I came out at 16.
Yeah.
So actually, not.
I would love to, looking back, love to have realized back then, especially when this friend of mine would suggest, oh, you should put on like all of these girls' clothes. And then I did and really loved it and enjoyed it. And then just, we never spoke about it ever again. And it took me 5 years to even think back like, oh, that kind of makes sense when I, you know, came out to myself as such. So there's definitely a lot of things like that where I look back and think, Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, yeah. Looking back, there's like so many things. One time when I was like 8, I was like, wouldn't it be really funny if I dressed up as a boy and knocked on my best friend's door and see if he recognises me? And he didn't as well. Unobservant.
Awful.
But like, I was like, yeah, that would be a really funny prank to do.
Yeah, so funny. Just so totally really random.
I also used to like, used to catfish online as a man.
Ooh.
When I was like 13.
Ooh.
I don't know, I was called Ryan.
Wow.
I know.
I feel like my out cracking was really weird. Because
oh, yeah.
I didn't know what transgender was until I was like 16. I grew up in like a LDS Mormon household.
Oh, right.
So we weren't really taught about that kind of stuff in general. But when I think it was like 5th year at school, we had a World Day. And one of the World Day like sessions was like LGBT stuff. And that's where they brought up transgender. And I was like, what is that? I don't know what that is. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm that. But then I was like, oh, maybe not. I'm going to avoid that now forever. And then when I got with Dan, I think, was it like a year into the relationship?
I don't know. It was when I was in my first year of uni.
Right. So like half a year, maybe.
I said that me and Tyler had been having a conversation about whether we would still date our partners if they were trans. And he said that he wouldn't.
Hmm.
But I said that I don't know. Because, like, I still would really like you, and, like, nothing would really change.
And my reaction to that was, well, I'm not, though, am I? And
you were quite aggressive with it, actually.
I was, actually, yeah. And I didn't bring it up for another week or so. And then I went back to Dan. I was like, you know what? Maybe I am trans.
Yeah, maybe there is.
Maybe I am.
Practically almost cried, like, I'm not, though, am I, though? So it doesn't matter.
And then I went, I think I was non-binary for like a few weeks, and then I was like, you know what? I think I am a woman. That finally felt normal to me.
Yeah, it's obviously amazing to finally come to that like realization. I mean, I don't really know about you, but coming out like it totally like changed my perception of the whole world. Really, when I was able to really come out to myself and like say, this is me. I've got to be happy and be comfy now and go do life. And this is it. And I'm so happy. And I've got all this in front of me. And it's so cool and exciting in a ways. Coming out was, you know, no, it's a fantastic thing because you're finally able, like, it's, you know, the veil lifts almost. You start to see clearly. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah, everything does feel a little different afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, not in a bad way, obviously. Mm-hmm. But like,
no, just when you start to, you know, it's when you come out to yourself.
Yeah.
So
you finally come to terms.
Person, yeah. The first person you come out to is yourself. So
it's weird though coming out because you've got to kind of relearn who you are as a person.
Yes. Yes. There's definitely a journey involved.
Yeah. Because I'm still not like 100% comfortable wearing like women's clothes. I'm still trying to get to that point where I'm like, I am allowed to wear these. It's not like I'm going to get laughed at by Dan for wearing a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
depends
just
on the skirt, to be fair.
That's so nasty.
If it's horrible.
But no, yeah, I feel like coming to terms with it myself, it's a bit more effort than kind of someone else coming to terms with it, because I've got to accept it myself rather than
you got to get rid of the own stigmas in your own mind.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely one of the hard parts of it. Yeah,
well, I'm glad you two have had good experiences.
Go ahead.
Growing up and coming out in school in small town Northern England is
entertaining.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's never a dull moment. So, obviously everyone at school found out I'd changed my name on Facebook, so I was the talk of the town for the next few months. Naturally.
Obviously.
Yes.
Of course.
Actually, the school counsellor at my school was like, we've had reports that you've changed your name on Facebook. Are you going to, like, change everything? Like, they asked me into a session to be like, are you going to change everything? And I was like, girl, I don't know, it's been one day. Can we calm down, please? And she was like, do you want me to tell all of the teachers? And I was like, no. Like, that's weird. Like, why would you do that? Obviously, she was trying her best. She just wanted to support her first ever trans student the best she could. But I felt a bit weird about it. And I was like, it's my final year. I've only got a couple months left. And like, everybody's already known me as this. So we may as well just leave it at that. And then she was like, okay, but I am going to tell all of the year 11 teachers that a year 11 student is struggling with their gender identity. And I was like, they're all going to know it's me. Like, look at me. They're all going to know that it's me. Like, I'm the one who's just cut all of my hair off again for the second time. They're all going to know that it's me. Come on now, be serious.
That's a very, it's honestly a very strange thing to say.
She was interesting.
But, yeah, like, especially, you go back even a few years, you know, everything's always constantly very difficult to navigate one-on-one scenarios.
Yeah.
So you can at least tell that with that the sentiment is there.
She's trying her best.
Yeah,
but the school didn't really protect me from anything that happened with the student.
Mm.
You know, got shouted at a lot.
Yes.
A lot of people talking about my body.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cringe.
Love that.
Lovely.
Yeah. Cringe.
Yeah. No, I'm very glad I didn't come out in school. That would have been horrendous. I was already bullied enough. Did not want to have that added on to it as well.
Speaking of stories like that, have you ever almost been caught? Like, while you were still, like, in the closet to people, while you were, like, potentially experimenting?
Actually, yeah, a few times.
Really?
Yeah. I was watching... Oh, who's the woman who does the voice training stuff?
Z.
Yes, Z. I was watching one of her videos on YouTube, and... My parents don't really knock on my door when I used to live at home. So they just kind of walk in, and that was just full on my very big TV.
Mm,
and I had to very quickly turn the TV off. And I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, what do you want? And she was just kind of looking at the TV and just looked back to me and just kind of continued what she was about to say.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many cis reasons that you'd be on a voice training video.
Of course.
Yeah.
Completely normal.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, totally wanted to make my voice higher for complete and utter cis reasons.
Always.
Of course.
Always, of course.
Yeah. I think I had a few women's clothes, actually. Like, just like women's jeans and women's t-shirts. But they mysteriously vanished whenever they would be put in for the wash.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened to them.
I feel that one.
Yeah, no. Other than that, I've not really been kind of caught.
There was a time I was sat in my bedroom, in my opinion, looking quite cute in a skirt and the wig that I'd just purchased, very long, grey, like ash silver hair.
Ooh.
I'm like, you know, I'm feeling myself and I'm sat in my room playing World of Warcraft with my buddies and my father walks in the room and he looks at me and he just says... The stuff you do for the game. And I'm like, oh, definitely. That's exactly what it is. I'm playing World of Warcraft. I'm cosplaying. This is what I do now. I'm a cosplayer. Check out my Instagram, actually. My link tree's over here.
I'm a cosplayer.
Goodness.
Cosplaying a woman.
Yes.
From World of Warcraft.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, he did very much walk in on me just doing that. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Did he just accept that as
he just totally
World of Warcraft?
Thought 100% it was to do with the game, and it didn't have the slightest thing to do with the game.
I love that.
I also love the fact that he was just like, "Yeah, this is fine."
Yeah, like, also that. After that, it must have been like still like many, many months, many moons before I came out. But it was definitely entertaining to think about in the meantime. What about you?
There wasn't really a lot to hide with me. I wasn't a very girly girl. So, you know, I mean, apart from like
everything so early as well.
I mean, yeah, there's that. Like, I came out at like 16. Yes, 16. And like, but I was like, I always kind of dressed like this. Really, it never really was a thing. But there was this one time actually when, like, I'd stopped wearing my underwear, I'd bought myself boxers. And my mum was like, why are none of your underwear in the wash for the past few months? You're not wearing any underwear, are you being a scruff? And I was like, no, I'm just... It is there, you're just not seeing it. Like,
yes.
Yeah, and then one time as well, like, I was binding my chest before I kind of came out to my parents, and she was, like, looking at me, I was, like, lying on the sofa, and obviously, like, my chest was flat, and then she was like, where's your chest gone? And I was like, I don't know.
Disappeared.
I don't know where it's gone.
Into the void.
I don't know. don't ask me. Like, that's about as close as I've gotten, really.
Yeah, no, oh, actually, really one other thing. Yeah. My grandma is the only person who doesn't know I've come out, but she has me on Facebook.
I see.
And of course, my Facebook name is Josie. And in our family group chat, whenever I post in there, she's like, "Who's Josie?"
Oh.
And I'm like, "I would tell you, but I don't think you would understand."
Oh, that's so sweet.
But she's so cute, though.
She is. She's great. But I don't want to tell her because then she'll be like, "I don't quite get it." So I'm just going to ignore it.
Yeah. A lot of the times it is like that.
Yeah. I can't really think of like an example of ever being like caught, like, while I'm like trying to hide it from everyone. I mean,
I kind of avoided
wearing like feminine clothes when like living at home with my parents.
Yeah.
So I never really wore like skirts or dresses and then barge into my room.
You'd have just reminded me again. There was another time I was wearing a skirt. I'd just come back from a party at my friend's house where I was presenting femme, which was super cool. It was very early in my transition. I'd only recently just come out, so hanging around my friends doing that was lit. But I'd come home in an Uber at like 2 a.m., heated up the Chinese takeaway
that
I had.
Wonderful.
And started just... munching on that in the kitchen. Some curry. But started munching on that in the kitchen at 2 a.m. And who other than my father walks into the kitchen from the living room. And I'm just like, "Oh, I totally would have thought you'd be in bed for work in the morning." And I'm stood just hoffing down Chinese food in the kitchen in a skirt at 2 a.m.
It's your World of Warcraft cosplay.
It's my cosplay. It's definitely my cosplay. This isn't becoming a trend that, you know, I'm definitely
this is not a pattern
doing
of behavior
all of the time.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So,
so funny.
Definitely got to be a little bit more careful, I think. But these days, at least for me, in terms of coming out, I'm out to everybody now. So that's a fairly interesting position to be in because that's not always the case. You know, sometimes there are people that it's just, as you say, like, it's easier not to tell, especially if you know that the reaction isn't going to be particularly positive, because unfortunately that's not something you can guarantee.
Yeah. When my granddad was alive, when I came out to my parents, they specifically told me not to come out to my granddad because at the time he wasn't quite with it.
Right. Yeah.
But he was a very nice person, and he did kind of understand that cult, like, all the LGBT people, but he wasn't quite there anymore, so we were like, maybe just leave it for now. He died a few years ago, so I never got to tell him, unfortunately, which kind of makes me sad, but I'm kind of glad I didn't have a bad reaction from him to make me feel upset about that.
Yeah, of course.
That reminds me about being caught, actually. I'm not out to, like, most of my family. Not for, like, any reason. I just don't really speak to them. I'm not, like, close to my family. But my dad plays darts with them. Obviously, he's there, and he's like, "Oh, yeah, me and Dan went and did this." And then they're like, "Who's Dan?" And he has to be like, "My friend."
My friend of mine.
Yeah, I'm his best friend.
Yes. So. Well, that's cuteness in a way, but...
I mean, yeah, it's better than him trying to explain it to the people.
I don't care if he wants to explain it to them.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to see them ever again, probably.
Fair enough. Probably.
Well, I don't know. There might be Christmas.
Okay.
I have kind of said that with a few people. It's just like, yeah, I don't mind. Just go tell people. Spread the news. I'll never see him.
Put it on the newspapers. So that was our coming out stories. If anybody wants any advice, or if anybody just kind of wants to have a chat, or if anyone's been affected by this kind of thing, feel free to follow us on any social media at BTransNB. Reach out to us if you have any other queries as well about what we do and the services we offer. And make sure you tune into the next episode where we will be discussing common myths about trans people.
Remember to follow BTransNB on your socials and reach out to us if you have any queries about the services we offer.
What's the Tea? Proudly supported by Pride Action North. Pride Radio.